hyperacusis or hearing hypersensitivity. This is a very common symptom in withdrawal. It is also a common tolerance withdrawal symptom. And what happens, if you are having this, it means that you're perceiving noise to be much louder than it really is. So it's very difficult to tolerate any kind of sound, and these sounds will sound much louder to you than they would to others. So things like running water or the sound of a car driving past, you can literally, and I speak from experience, hear a car that's way, way out, not miles away, but quite far away, as if it's in your living room. The sounds of the dishwasher, the washing machine, the refrigerator, even paper. Or I remember just lying in bed and the sound of the pillowcase would, you know, anything at all like that was very loud. Cutlery, crockery, and it's a painful kind of feeling, you know, it's pain, it's discomfort, it's not just something sounding loud. So it does affect one's life quite dramatically. Things like a doorbell can sound, you know, it can trigger so much pain that a lot of people with this symptom, you know, they find it to be one of the most traumatic to have to deal with daily. So I don't know if this is one that you're having, but if so, again, I'm sorry that you're having to go through this pain, this discomfort, and I can only reassure you that it will go as you heal. I don't have it anymore, and it was awful. It was a source of quite a lot of drama when I lost it in the library at the Houston, the Coleman College of Health Sciences, where I was doing my pharmacology of addictions course. You know, I was in the library and the poor librarian was just speaking very quietly to somebody, and I freaked out because it sounded like he was shouting. And yes, I used to shout quite a lot, and I also used to whisper a lot because I thought my voice was louder than it really was. So, you know, it can result in quite bizarre behavior, but this is the nature of withdrawal, and if you are having it, you normalize it. So it's a normal, common withdrawal symptom. If you do have it checked and your diagnostic tests are normal, like the other symptoms, you wait it out and know that it's going to pass and you will heal and your hearing will return to normal. Okay, so this is temporary and you are healing. So take good care and keep holding on.